This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Chief Justice Cholendra Samsher Jangabahadur Rada assigns hearing on all sorts of cases, including habeas corpus today as well. Nationwide general shutdown called by Biplab-led Communist Party of Nepal has general effect in daily life. And U.S. President Joe Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping conclude first face-to-face virtual summit. Now, the news in detail. Chief Justice Cholendra Samsher Jangabahadur Rada has assigned hearing on all sorts of cases, including the habeas corpus today. He has assigned 10 benches for hearing, but not any of them for himself. However, no hearing has started yet. Hearing at the Apex Court has remained suspended since the afternoon of October 24th, as judges refused to be its part over the allegations that the Chief Justice sought his share in the expansion of the Council of Ministers. However, Supreme Court has records of hearing on the cases relating to the habeas corpus cases during this period. The Chief Justice has said he is competent to perform his duties, roles and responsibilities given by the Constitution and the law, and has also urged judges to fulfill the given responsibilities. On Monday, through a press statement, Chief Justice Rada called on the agitating side for the dialogue and pledged to implement the reports, including that submitted by Judge Hari Krishna Karki, related to reforms in the Supreme Court. The nationwide general shutdown called by the Communist Party of Nepal under the leadership of Netra Bikram Chand Biplab has a general effect on daily life. The general public is facing inconvenience as fewer public vehicles are seen operating today compared to the previous days. The shutdown has also had a general impact on the industrial sector and businesses. Meanwhile, according to the spokesperson at the Ministry of Home Affairs, Phanindra Mani Pokharel, 86 people forcibly enforcing the shutdown have been taken under control from various parts of the country. Although the big public vehicles operating in fewer numbers, the private and government vehicles were not affected. The Netra Bikram Chand-led group has said the nationwide general shutdown has been enforced to press the government to withdraw the hike in the prices of petroleum products. Meanwhile, the Metropolitan Police Range Kathmandu has said six people enforcing the shutdown have been taken under control in Kathmandu. A spokesperson at the Metropolitan Police Range Kathmandu, Ramesh Kumar Basnet, said the vehicles are operating normally and the life is also normal at present. 20 houses have been destroyed by fire in Gamgadi Bazar, the district headquarters of Mogu, last night. Chitra Bahadur Bhattarai, Deputy Superintendent of Police at District Police Office Mogu, said the fire started at around midnight and was brought under control at around 4:30 a.m. today. According to Bhattarai, the fire was believed to have started from a lamp kept at the house of a local. He said that the fire was brought under control after around 4 hours using water and mud with the help of police and locals. The fire is estimated to have caused millions of rupees in damage. Homes with shops have suffered heavy damage due to the fire. No casualties have been reported yet from the fire. Meanwhile, a meeting of the District Disaster Management Committee decided to urge the federal, provincial and local governments, the Chamber of Commerce and Industry and other organizations for providing relief to the affected people for reconstructing their houses. It has also decided to urge the security bodies to extend support in collecting the details of the losses. Nepali Congress has intensified its preparation for the upcoming 14th General Convention. The party has formed various committees and subcommittees to hold the General Convention and has taken forward the administrative works. A provincial convention organizing committee has also been formed to hold the party's provincial conventions in 7 provinces of the country. The party is scheduled to hold its first provincial convention on December 2nd and 3rd. The General Convention of the Nepali Congress is being held in Kathmandu from December 10th to 12th. Similarly, the details of the delegates selected from different constituencies and districts for the upcoming 10th National General Convention of the CPN-UML are being sent to the UML Central Office. Secretary at the UML Central Office, Sherbahadur Tamang, informed that 90% of the representatives have been elected from the Central Committee, Provincial Committee, District Committee, Special District Committee and others. The 10th General Convention of the CPN-UML is being held in Chitwan from November 26 to 28. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly region of the Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. You're listening to Radio Nepal's news in English. Now on to some international update. Chinese state media have said U.S. President Joe Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping have concluded their first face-to-face virtual summit. The meeting came as tensions rise between the two countries on issues like Taiwan, trade and human rights. Mr. Biden said both countries had a responsibility to ensure their rivalry did not veer into open conflict. Tuesday's talks are the most substantial discussions both leaders have had since Mr. Biden took office in January. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hua Chunying described the meeting as constructive and productive, adding that it helped increase mutual understanding. The U.S. has condemned Russia for conducting a dangerous and irresponsible missile test that it says endangered the crew aboard the International Space Station ISS. The test blew up one of Russia's satellites, creating debris that forced the ISS crew to shelter in capsules. The station currently has 7 crew members on board, 4 Americans, a German, and 2 Russians. The space station orbits at an altitude of about 420 kilometers. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said he was outraged at the incident. Russian space agency Roscosmos downplayed the incident. The Indian government is seeking emergency measures to tackle the extreme levels of pollution that have descended on the capital, Delhi, in recent days. The smog is generally at its worst in the winter months. It has been blamed on various factors, including the burning of the farm stubble, factory emissions, traffic fumes, general weather patterns, as well as the fireworks that lit up the night sky during the Deepavali festival. In response to the latest severe conditions, the Delhi authorities have announced the closure of schools, offices and proposed a lockdown. The government's monitoring data shows that the contribution stubble burning plays in overall pollution levels fluctuates daily. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Chief Justice Cholendra Samsir Jangabahadur Rana assigns hearing on all sorts of cases, including habeas corpus, today as well. Nationwide general shutdown called by Biplab-led the Communist Party of Nepal has general effect in daily life. And U.S. President Joe Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping conclude first face-to-face virtual summit. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.